We interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
103.7 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crow Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We are live, baby. Live from the 237 Roof Studios. We ain't playing games today, baby. Presented by Lafayette Roofing. What's going on? If you can't tell, Ben Love, not going to be in today. So I'm filling in. Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10. Super excited to be here with you guys this afternoon. Due to the slack I caught last time I filled in, should I pull back Clint D? I got a question for you. Do I need to pull back on the babies? I think I need to pull back on the babies.
You know what? I think that's a great poll question on Twitter. Should Gerald Grunig
stop.
pull back? Not stop entirely, because I feel like it's very tough. But to try and take a little of the New Orleans out of you a little bit. You know,
yeah,
it's hard to take a guy out of New Orleans. But at least take some of the New Orleans-isms out of there.
Well, dude, what's the saying, right? You can take them out of the city, but you can't take the city out of them, baby. Let's get it.
You
heard me. Look.
It's already out of control, ladies and gentlemen.
What's good, baby? Clint D, how we doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Man, good to see you. Good to hear from you, man. Got a fun show planned for you guys so far. Look. We got some breaking news on behalf of in the prep football world coming up in a few minutes. We're going to get to it, I promise. Some breaking news. People don't know this. We got to make it public, baby. Got to let them know. Hopefully it gets some excitement, right? Obviously, high school football kicked off last week with the Jamborees. This week, things getting real with week one. Then at 5 o'clock, we have a two Rummel Raiders. There's a little teaser. We'll be on the airwaves with us today. We got former LSU baseball player Johnny Blanchard and owner of Rock and Bowl downtown Lafayette. We're going to talk some Lafayette. Most importantly, talk sports, obviously, because it's bumper-to-bumper sports. Why wouldn't we? And then, of course, we're going to wrap things up with the man. We got to check in with our boy. Has anybody heard from Jeff Horchak lately?
Huh? It's been a minute.
Huh? Nobody's heard from Jeff Horchak. So we just got to do a Monroe check-in to see if he's still breathing above sea level up there, all right? So we're going to have to find out. Well, anyway, so breaking news-wise, obviously, guys, you know when I fill in, we do it right, we do it light, but we also talk tons of football. So going to get to that for sure. Going to give my take on what was a eventful first weekend in college football, but we're going to kick off the show with breaking news. Clint, do you have any fun sound effects for breaking news? I think that works, baby. Yeah. So here it is, man. Cue up the phone lines. We're gonna let people know what the deal is, man. Guys, 1st and 10 kicks off this Friday night on KLFY News 10. Obviously, there's gonna be radio coverage here on 103.7 The Game. Clint D super geeked up about all that. I'm looking at all the games of the week: STM, Karen Crow, Southside. I'm looking at it all, man. Lafayette Mighty Lions. I mean, the banners are wrapped around the 237 Roof Studios. That Arco Equipment Hotline is what we're going to, though, because we've got some big news at KLFY News 2. We're gonna bring in the man. The majesty, the king of Lafayette sports media, George Faust. Papa Faust, why don't we jump in, man, and let people know what's going on with 1st and 10 this year, man?
Hi, man. So here's the deal. We've got this big thing happening. We decided to maybe a little blast to the past, so to speak, but we've always had flavor on 1st and 10. We all know that, right? We put a little spice into high school football. That's kind of our thing. And so this year we kind of were discussing it, and we decided, let's take a bite out of high school football, if you will, and welcome back to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Acadiana Each himself, will co-host with yours truly and Madeline Adams. So we'll have a three-headed, a three-pronged show there as Gerald will join me. And Madeline, and as a co-host of first and 10 this year. So we're going to have Gerald on the show. Gerald and I will kind of guide you through the highlights. Madeline will be at a game of the week every week and kind of bring you that, as well as some other stuff as a part, as a co-host of the show. So we have three, we're going to have three hosts. It's going to be me, Gerald, and Madeline all taking part. And it's going to be exciting, man. It's been what, 2 years since you've hosted First and 10 with me?
Dude, three, so, man. So this the three. It's been 2015 was our last high school football season. So we were coming up on 4 years, man. So
Isn't
that wild, man?
It flies by, man, when you're having fun.
When you're not doing it. Right, when you're not doing it. Dude, and can't forget.
I'm excited, man. They proposed that idea earlier this summer, and I kind of was excited. Like, I thought about it, and then I was like, man, I don't know if Gerald wants to give up his Friday night,
let's go get it, boy. Come on, man. I'm telling you. And then let's talk real quick. We always, last year on KLFY, and, you know, of course, we always love our partnership here at 103.7 The Game. Super grateful for that. We brought a cosmic ray into the atmosphere.
This is your favorite part of the show.
By way of Mamu. Who else is going to be on set with us, George?
All right. So last year we experimented with he's one of our news producers. His name is Karaski Melvin, and Karaski is a unique talent. He actually anchored Saturday night on KLFY because Madeline and I were both covering the Cajuns game, and. Yeah, he's kind of our hybrid sports guy, number three, if you will.
And you haven't seen that in action, baby, let me tell you, man, that's the real deal.
He definitely has a unique flavor to the way he delivers the highlights, and so he'll be on. We look forward to that because it brings a little levity, if you will, to the show.
That's it, and, for sure. Let the horse out the barn, he's gonna run, baby. That's all I'm saying, man. I wear my Ole Miss dry fit today for you, Papa Fouse.
Hey, Clint,
you hearing this, Clint?
Clint, the over-under on how many times Gerald says to the crib, Vegas has it at 25 now for
that's
the year.
Low. That's low. Know.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's
to the crib.
What was that other one? Bang, bang. Not bang, bang.
That was Chet Yoder's gimmick.
What did Chet? He used to say bang.
That was his gimmick. Okay, that was his gimmick. I think I'd have to dig into the archives to find those highlights.
Speaking of prep football, George, week one is here, man. I know, obviously, we'll be at the T Cotton Bowl for sure in Ville Platte,
man.
What are some games you're looking forward to on Friday night, my brother?
Look, to be honest with you, one of the games I'm most looking forward to, besides the T-Cotton Bowl, because I love that. I love what Tim Fontenot does with that game, and it's all about sportsmanship and bringing the city together. And Ville Platte is basically the Ville Platte City Championship, and so it's a lot of fun. And they have a week long of festivities, and that's going to be our game of the week. It always we always blow it up as big as it can go, and that game's been blessed by the Pope. It's been featured on NFL films. The two teams last year got to go to New Orleans and practice at the Saints facility. I covered that. He does so much for that game and that contest, and brings light to a positive aspect of life, that it's worthy of its place and a special place in First and 10. So we're going to be out there, all three of us, Madeline, Gerald, and I. As we get ready for First and 10 this Friday. Now, the other game I'm looking forward to, though, is actually happening right here in the city, and it's going to be Southside against Northside.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm excited about that game is because, obviously, Southside has had a school for about 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, but their football team's been competing like JV, then maybe a couple of varsity games the next year, you know, things like that.
Correct.
They kind of built up their program, and Josh Fontenot is the head coach, and, you know, he's got a team that finally can take the field and play varsity football, and I had a chance to see him a little bit at the scrimmage this past week, Friday, and it's exciting to see a program go from nothing to fielding a team. I tell you what, though, they look more like a JUCO team than they do a high school team.
Why do you say that?
They got like 250 kids on the football team.
They have that many kids? That's crazy.
Dude, I might be exaggerating, but it looked like I was up top shooting a live shot, but I was looking across. I mean, man, oh man, they had a lot of kids out there, but. That's why they're a 5A school. So,
right.
But I am looking forward to that because I'd like to see how they compete. And I know if you ask Josh, you know he's got a lot of young talent, or I guess it's not they're not they might not be young, they might be seniors, but they haven't played a lot of football. So there's that. And I think Northside is a good match for a team like Southside because I think both schools have some very talented players. And they both are trying to get their programs back to a higher level, and we'll see if Coach John Simmons over at Northside can make that happen. He likes his team. His team is young. He's got young kids, sophomores, juniors that are going to come up and play a lot for him over there for the Vikings. So we might be doing a little bit of on Friday night.
That's it, baby. The Northside Vikings. Channel the NFL films, man. We should. I should start getting some props like Lee Corso or something, man. I have a Viking helmet in New Orleans, actually. Maybe I'll have to dig that one out, man. Maybe we can go shop. We can go shop at.
I'll get a shark head from Ole Miss. How about that?
Speaking of, man, first weekend of college football, brother. What'd you think?
Oh man, a lot of mistakes, but a lot of fun to watch football, if you will. I was at the Cajuns Mississippi State game, and I watched the LSU game. LSU game was a joke from the first 5 minutes. So, I mean, that wasn't really a good test of what LSU is going to be. But the exciting thing about what LSU did was the fact that, you know, they executed. They didn't do what, you know, past LSU teams do and play down to the competition. They went and throttled the competition, which they were supposed to do. So I'm happy with that with regards to the Tigers and their future. For the Cajuns, I thought it was a very encouraging game. The most encouraging thing, I think, about that Cajun game was the fact that they weren't happy. You know, they played a good game.
Right.
They played a very good game. But I tell you what, man, those players, all of those players, each thought that they were going to win that contest, and that to me says volumes about what Coach Napier has been able to install in just two short years, a year and a half.
Yeah.
So So to me, the future is nothing but bright for the Cajuns with regards to what they can do over here in the next year. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, look. Georgia State beat Tennessee this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
But I don't think Georgia State looked anywhere near as good as the Cajuns looked, and the Cajuns lost to Mississippi State. So, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's true. I mean, I'm sure you take a sloppy win over a pretty loss, but you're building something here with UL that I think can sustain maybe more than 1 week. Georgia State, I think, maybe got that. They're like the worst team in the Sun Belt. So,
right.
You know, it just happens. Sometimes the cards are in their favor. I don't know if that'll catapult them to like a bowl game this year. You know what I mean?
Right. I know Clint's giving us the sign to break, baby. Papa Faust, any sexy games that you enjoyed watching that caught your eye this weekend? For instance, I had a blast. I don't know why I enjoyed watching that OU Houston game so much. Any of those caught your eye, highlights wise or anything like that? It was just good to sit back. I know, dude, not being in sports full time anymore, I get to do this. Faust, I enjoyed my couch for you on Saturday. All right.
No, dude, it was great, man. A lot of great college football. I look forward to this week two because, as they say, Gerald, week one to week two, that's the most improvement, right? So we'll see.
Hey, man, sounds like you've been in the locker room, man. Let's go, man. Come on, man.
Every once in a while, man. Every once in a while, let's keep our head to the grindstone. Let's move forward. It's about the next game.
We got
Liberty. We got a Hugh Freeze Liberty team that's going to come in without their coach because he's got a staph infection, but. I think I want to see the Cajuns grow, and I think if they do that this coming game, I mean, I'm not expecting them to lose to Liberty is what I'm getting at. Yeah. I think they'll have a home crowd behind them. And they can move forward, man.
The college football season is 100% rolling like an 18-wheeler, Papa Faust. I'll see you Friday night in Ville Platte, 1st and 10. Gets rolling at, 10:15 Friday night, right?
That's right, man. They do little bit of news, a little bit of weather, and then see us.
And then it's on, baby. Look, man, we taking it, baby. I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. Let's get it going, Papa Faust. Thanks for joining us to kick off the show, baby.
All right, here, let me give you the first one.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. Yeah. All right, dude, you the man. Thanks for coming on. I'll holler at you tomorrow, 8 o'clock sharp, like normal, bro. Have a good day, all right?
Later, man.
All right, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can watch George Faust, by the way. He does sports 6 and 10 at KLFI News 10, sports director. George Faust, he's the man. If he does it, he gets it done. All right, so, Clint, we got to take a break now. So I am going to need you throughout the course of the afternoon, Clint. And it doesn't have to happen now, but I'm definitely going to need you to cue up the Backstreet Boys pretty regularly, if that's possible.
Are you going to that?
I'm not, because my wife's a teacher and I got to get up early. But if it were on a weekend night, your boy would be in the mix. So once again, that was KLFY News 10 Sports Director George Faust joining us in the ARCO Equipment Hotline. I'm Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10. I'm going to give you my takes from the weekend. I know it's Tuesday, but everybody's limping in after a Labor Day weekend, so we're going to get right into it. And then, of course, we'll talk more football all afternoon right here on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Stick around. Much more coming up on Bumper to Bumper Sports.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station, and you're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game, live online at 103.7thegame.com. Follow on Facebook and Twitter now at 103.7 The Game.
All right. Oh, my God. We're back again.
I think we're getting copyrighted striked here in like 3 seconds.
You think so?
No, I'm just messing.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's radio, man. Come on,
no,
baby.
I'm saying the on-demand section, which, by the way, you can check out on 1037thegame.com. Let us talk to you.
Right. Let's go, man. Clint D., I think you broke my laptop. I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
That's all right.
What happened?
I don't know. You were fooling around with the Wi-Fi, and now it don't work no more. But that's all right. I still love you.
You got a Viras.
We're going to give me the fresh sauce.
A Viras.
Oh, jeez. What's going on, Acadiana, man? I am Gerald Grunick filling in for the one and only Ben Love. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on a Tuesday afternoon. Had to check my phone Tuesday. On this day, Tuesday.
That's a different show.
I know. That's what, dude. You know, when you fill in the afternoon in here, and I know obviously I'm only on from 4 to 6 today instead of 4 to 7. Why is that, Clint D.?
The Houston Astros are back in action with Game 2. I believe it's only a 2-game interleague set against those Milwaukee Brewers, the Brew Crew.
Speaking of the Brew, how about a steak and a brew?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that
interesting
later.
Segue. Interesting.
Look, dude, so anyway, let me get into it, brother. College football, man, last weekend.
I was wanting to hear the segue.
I had, look, dude, you know me. There's no format. There is no concentrated thoughts. It's all mayhem all the time. The ARCO Equipment Hotline is open, by the way, at 337-706-0111, 337-706-0111. All right, so here's the deal. College football was an absolute blast this weekend. We had a great, great time, watching, obviously, right? You know, there were some games, obviously, that I had to circle around. Obviously, LSU putting the smack down on Georgia Southern was huge. I know a lot of people were excited to see that one go that way, because that's the way you expect an LSU game to go against a mid-major school. You know, not knocking Georgia Southern, because, you know, super competitive in the Sun Belt Conference, obviously, but it's good to see LSU step up to the plate, so to speak. Speaking of our next guest, I say our next guest, one of our guests, stepped up to the plate a few times for the LSU Tigers back in the heyday, man. Not saying Tiger baseball isn't legit now, but it was super fun to watch back then. Johnny Blanchard, he'll be on with us. But you have the college football season that's obviously rolling at this point when you're heading into week two, because, you know, Faust at the nail on the head. I get on him all the time about being the hammer and the nail, but also being open to change and accepting that, you know, These teams you see in week one and week two are completely different, right? You know, Clint, I was sitting there watching the OU-UH game. It was one that definitely caught my attention. Seeing Mr. Former Roll Tide in Norman doing his thing was good to see. Obviously, that offense is super explosive, super wide open, so why not put on a show? Enjoyed that one for sure. Last night, I had to go to bed early on that Notre Dame-Louisville game. The first two drives, man, fireworks. It was just great to see. Every time a game would come on, my wife would be like, more college football? Absolutely more college football. I did think the Nicholls State Colonels and Louisiana Raging Cajuns will cover the spread this weekend. College football, obviously, you know, can always throw in some wrenches when it comes to that. I'm definitely not a betting man. But it was good to see the Cajuns compete, obviously, in New Orleans, man, without a doubt. I think Coach Billy Napier's got it going on when it comes to the future of the Raging Cajun athletic program. You know, he did catch some flack a couple weeks ago about, you know, making the scholarship athletes or asking the scholarship athletes to get in the habit of donating towards, right, the Raging Cajun Athletic Foundation. I'm not going to touch on that subject, but I just want to let everybody know that I was for that at that point and still am. I think the university and I think the student athletes, because I'm one of them, right, you know, former student athlete, I think it's very important to give back to your university, especially to just start building that culture. So anyway, not to touch on that, I was super happy to see the Vermilion and White down in New Orleans. You know, obviously, if there's a school that likes showing up and showing out in the Big Easy, it's the Raging Cajuns. I wonder, though, how Mississippi State fans handled Decadence weekend in New Orleans at the same time as Raging Cajun football, Mississippi State Decadence weekend. You got a whole hodgepodge of people down there, baby, but I'm sure everybody enjoyed themselves. Clint D, I believe we have a phone call.
Yeah,
who called, baby?
We got Frank on the line. Let's do this one quick. We're about to hit another hard break.
Frank, what's happening, baby? How you doing?
I'm going to make it quick because I heard Clint say something about a hard break. What does Kiko Alonso do to an already dominant defense? And I'll hang up and listen.
Look, Frank, I know we have a break coming up, so we'll get into the meat of that after this break, okay? I promise you. You know your boy likes to ramble and rant too much when I do fill in, so we'll touch on that on the backside of this. Thanks so much for the call. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the ARCO Equipment Hotline is open at 337-706-0111. I believe the music's about to come on, baby. See, I'm not lying to you, Frank. We'll touch on it, man. Don't forget, Bumper to Bumper Sports, baby. We're live at 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com, the 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roofing. I'm Gerald Grinnick from KLFY News 10. Much more coming up in a few minutes.
You say tomato, I say tomato. The famous Clint D says something that none of us will agree with. Back to more top shelf analysis for your drive home. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Our two worlds apart. Carries to your heart. Acadiana, what's going on? I'm going to hit y'all with some bad, bad backstreet lines all afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. ARCO Equipment Hotline is open. By the way, don't forget about it, baby. Kiko Alonso, obviously the topic of conversation, part of a big trade that obviously sends Kiko, obviously a fantastic linebacker to the New Orleans Saints, man. Look, I see one of the headlines, you know, as I'm pulling up Kiko just before I speak on it. Frank, thanks for the call. ARCO Equipment Hotline is open, 337-706-0111. Having a fun show so far. Papa Faust joined us at the 4 o'clock hour. Enjoyed his presence, first and 10, high school football in full swing. And then, of course, you know, some thoughts and opinions, ARCO Equipment time. Then at 5 o'clock, the one and only Johnny Blanchard will be joining us. 5:30, checking in with Papa Horchek. We did have Keelan Williams planned. Love my boy Key. I'm not saying this as a jab. No. Keelan's good. He always comes on.
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm
right.
Saying, it always seems like it's expected that you kind of pull the Keelan Williams card in every now and again.
I it's been a while since I've had Keelan on, and I try and space it out because, you know, he's a heavy hitter locally, man. You know that, right, Clint D?
You're right.
A lot of people, man. There are a lot of name recognition players around here. Keelan's definitely probably. Would you agree with this? I mean, you're talking Kevin Faulk. You're talking the land of, you know, Jake Delhomme. I mean, geez, Keelan Williams is probably, at least since I've been here, one of the most talked about and probably one of the most remembered and one of the biggest names high school football-wise to ever come out of Acadiana, right? I mean, would you agree with that statement?
I'd agree with, like, as of right now, of course, I'd probably agree with you strongly. I feel like there's a guy currently with LSU right here, right now, that's going to be making a huge impact.
Why don't you tell him who?
It's the man among himself, Derek Stingley Jr. Dude, he's been an absolute stud.
Correct.
At Dunham, and he's looked really good in his first appearance for LSU. That first punt he had was outstanding. So he's going to be a guy I feel like you'd want to maybe bumping your boy down just a little bit.
So let's talk, man. Right, we were talking about Kiko Alonso, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, him being one of these. Look. Now I can stop. I'm bad at focusing, dude. I'm gonna be honest.
What else
with you.
Is new?
I do a really bad job of like trying to multitask. So
I think people have noticed this.
I think shoring up the defense, and explosive, physical, high tackle number volume, right? Volume, right? Yep. I'm looking last year for the Dolphins, 125 combined tackles, 46 assists, right? I mean, look. I think his ability, 3 picks, obviously huge at the linebacker position. Look, you know, the New Orleans Saints offense speaks for itself. Obviously been at the top of the league for a very long time. Frank, thank you so much for the question. Here we are 15 minutes later getting to it. I apologize.
well, we were hitting the hard breaks.
Right. So, you know, I think the New Orleans Saints offense has been one that has been established for so long now. I mean, you're talking 14, 15 years under the Sean Payton era, right? I mean, he has been a blessing to the state in regards to offensive explosion because I know historically the New Orleans Saints, terrible franchise. When there were flashes in the pan of greatness, you would get some sparks on offense. But, man, obviously the heavy hitters for the Saints for the longest time, right, I mean, were Dome Patrol, Ricky Jackson, you know, defensive players. Kiko Alonso, I think, is going to be someone that makes a huge impact on the New Orleans Saints defense. I know the Saints, in all honesty, man, they've made a lot happen with, you know, free agency isn't necessarily, and I say free agency, you know, maybe trading, you know, I'm thinking of the big cat outside linebacker, Dreads, from a couple of years ago, the Saints traded for or signed in free agency.
Oh, man, it's escaping me right now.
I know, it's all good. But what I'm saying is, you know, different schemes always fit different players, and I'm sure the New Orleans Saints and Dennis Allen wouldn't have gone that route if they didn't think it would make sense. And, you know, during in-season trading and in-season work, right, being done by the front office, gets noticed, I think, way more than it would in the offseason just because we're all locked in to various trades and what's going on in the offseason. So I think heading into it, you know, it's obviously the Saints wanting to shore up their linebacking core, which makes sense. Adding more playmakers, definitely not a problem, especially ones that can get their hands on the football. That's huge. But I think a guy that's all over the field like he is, like Kiko is, I think is going to be a huge attribute. Is he going to make the difference in the Saints? Is he going to be a game-time, game-changing player? To be honest with you, in my opinion, I still think there are just a handful of linebackers like that in the NFL. Obviously, you talk about your Luke Kuechly's, you're talking about your inside linebacker core, right? Lee, right? Out of Dallas. He's another one. Come on, what you got, Clint D? Chime in, baby.
No, I'm saying I think when you just look at what they've got all the way around, I feel like it's absolutely huge to have a guy like Kiko Alonso there because it's going to wind up building a lot of depth, and they're going to be maybe forced to be reckoned with on that front seven because I feel like you look at the last couple seasons, I feel like the linebacking core had missed a step or two.
Well, it's a lot of guys.
Demario Davis was getting him was huge, but now you got Kiko Alonso. It's definitely a speedy linebacking group.
Well, look, guys that can move across the field, and that's what you want. And the NFL is changing so much. You know, you don't have many pluggers these days, right? You don't have a lot of linebackers on the field in the NFL that are straight downhill. I'm not saying not aggressive, but those guys that are in there plugging up the A and B gaps, the, you know, tackle to tackle. That just doesn't happen, man. The NFL hasn't gone that way, man. I mean, you see so much read. You see so much zone. You know, fullbacks are barely on NFL rosters now. I mean, dude, I remember when I was playing linebacker growing up and I made the transition to defensive end. Then I ended up playing offensive line in college. Shout out to Nicholls State University, despite no Colonel gear being worn in the studio today. You know, I remember like linebacking drills, and it was all about being just like overly just aggressive, man. And it never felt like a position for me. And sure enough, it's like, man, you don't have to be, you know, the Ray Lewis types to play in the. I wonder how Ray Lewis, to be honest with you, would even fare in the NFL right now. I think obviously you look at the AFC when Ray was playing. And you can see how much the game has changed since then. But, dude, you're talking like, you know, AFC Jerome Bettis days, man. Like, guys just aren't playing football like that anymore. And the Saints are a great example of that. Alvin Kamara, obviously, being one of the best running backs in the NFL. I know, obviously, a lot of fantasy teams super excited to get those drafts all done. But back to the linebacking core, I think Kiko's going to be a game changer. But obviously the New Orleans Saints are going to need to be hitting on all phases because that's what makes the difference, man. And I think what you see throughout the course of the year and what we have seen the last two seasons with the New Orleans Saints is depth, right? We've seen a lot of injuries. We've seen a lot of things happen where, you know, second, third team, I say third team, you know, everybody's on the field in the NFL, man, between special teams and rotating and everybody's getting plays. But I think obviously we're going to, the Saints are going to need all hands on deck in regards to winning football games, and the defense is going to be obviously a huge part in that because we've seen what the Saints can do when the offense is fantastic, a la Rob Ryan years, right? 7-9, 7-9, 7-9, 7-9. It was just, you know, the way it went. And then who was the Saints interim head coach? Spagnuolo, right? Wasn't it Spag, right?
Yeah, Steve Spagnuolo. Yeah, now right. He's, I think, he was the DC, I think, for the Giants, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah. So it's
That dude's jumped around.
Because I'm out here. I'm on the air. I can't. My computer will not hook up to the internet.
He's with the Chiefs now.
There you go. Right.
He's been all over the place.
Bro. He has, man. He's a what do they call those guys?
Journeyman
coordinator, man, for sure. So it's all about who you know, not what you know, in all aspects of life. So I think the Saints defense will obviously come around. You have so many stars in the secondary. You know, I've been a huge Cam Jordan fan. I was a huge Will Smith fan. The reason why I wore 91 in high school was because of Will Smith when we drafted Cam Jordan. I remember one of my best friends telling me, he said, hey, Gerald, you know, why are we drafting Will Smith Jr.? And I said, man, you know, Will Smith may not be, you know, the flashiest defensive end in football, but, man, he can stop the run and get off to the quarterback. And that's what it comes down to, and that's what you have to be able to do. Obviously, Cam Jordan has become a fixture in New Orleans, loves New Orleans, and makes this state, you know, his home. So love guys like Cam Jordan. Obviously, you know, we can talk about the secondary all day long and who stepped up there. So I think you add players like Kiko Alonso, you're gonna get what you pay for. You're gonna get what you trade for. You're gonna get those options. But the pressure's not on them. I remember, you know, when the Saints are making big time money moves for Jarius Byrd, right? When the Saints were really, really stretching the offseason to make things happen. You know, that's not always what pans out, man. You know, and we've seen that. Obviously, with stellar draft classes, because you talk about two draft classes that have made the New Orleans Saints seasons and careers, let's be honest, right? A 2006 draft class was huge, and of course, that won a couple of years ago. And then you've had some stars come up in the mix as well. It's just been fun to see. So we'll see what happens with the New Orleans Saints. And Frank, we appreciate the call. The Arco Equipment Hotline is open at 337-706-0111. And to have a short answer to your question, a long answer to your question, but to finally put a bow on it. And I think he's going to make a huge impact. But the good news is the pressure isn't on him to be the star of that defense. There's a bunch of stars on that Saints defense. And Saints fans need to take that into consideration, man, because groups like this don't last forever. Obviously, the Mothership Network putting out a poll, right? You know, polls say the New Orleans Saints are going to be Super Bowl favorites to win. It's like, look, dude, hey, I'm with you, and that's great, but I'm not one to buy preseason hype. Look, because the people that are making those calls a majority of the time, you know, like I get aggravated whenever all conference this comes out, all stay that, all pro this, yada, yada, yada. I'm a big believer, you know, obviously in the coaches giving their input on those selections and those decisions, the players giving their selections, their decisions on their feelings towards the decisions. But, you know, whenever we're talking about preseason polls, who cares, man? I've had friends be preseason all conference before you know it, after 3 weeks, they're not even starting anymore. And that's not just that, Nichols all over the place. So anyway, I can rant for days. So appreciate the call. And I believe we have another one. Who we got, Clint D? I forget we're at drive time, baby.
Yeah,
I enjoy the Ardco equipment hotline at between 4 to 6 o'clock. Let me tell you, man.
All right. Yeah, we got him halftime on the line.
Halftime. What's up, baby? How we doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. I just want to say I like what they do. They do the defense. I think, me personally, I think one of the biggest moves that they made that's going to really help is the Jared Cook. Because if you think about it, since Jimmy Graham never really had a good, you know, that spot has been kind of faking a little bit.
And yeah.
I think the numbers are going to be there. And I mean, you see what he did with Jimmy Graham, and not knocking Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham was awesome, athletic, but he wasn't a. If you know, I didn't play football in school, but you're a football player. You understand where I'm coming from.
Soft as cotton, boy. Soft as cotton, boy. Halftime.
Yes, he wasn't.
Yes. Big body receiver making plays in the red zone. Go ahead, keep going, baby.
Exactly.
I agree.
And Cook is a true tight end, and I think it's going to open up playoff time. That was one of the problems around the playoff time. I mean, you knew they was going to go to Thomas and you knew Kamara. So with defenses focusing on him, you needed another outlet. I think Cook is going to be one of the biggest assets, and I think they're going to break some offensive numbers this year with Cook. That's all I got to say.
And look, halftime. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you, man. Look, I can tell you real quick, man, because I know we got another break coming up. Hopefully, Clint D, you got some more Backstreet Boys for us or no? Yeah, coming up down the hatch, baby. Let's go. It ain't Acadiana Eats Thursday, but halftime brought up some great points, and I agree with them, man. The New Orleans Saints have missed that presence in the red zone. However, you think of Marcus Colston, you think of Michael Thomas. This has been one of my arguments. When there's no Jimmy Graham, that position, that spot, has been super productive for the New Orleans Saints across the middle of the field. Whoever's been in that spot has been super productive. And let's be honest with you, man. The receiving core as a whole, if you get to play with Drew Brees in New Orleans, you're going to make a little name for yourself, a la Lance Moore. Geez, Kenny Stills, the list goes on and on. So excited about Cook as well. I'm glad you brought that up, man. So that's a big get because the Saints have not had a complete player in that role as well. Can't agree with you more, and we can't thank you enough for joining us on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com for Bumper to Bumper Sports with Gerald Grunick, Ben Love, not in today. And guys, let me tell you, baby, I'll have much more coming up after this, baby. Stick around, much more coming up. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, got a little brain pause there, baby, because I was about to hit a baby, and then I started thinking about seeing baby too much. I'm going to stop talking. 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. Stick around.
Gridiron debates never go out of style on Bumper to Bumper Sports, but feel free to be right anytime you're ready to start. On 103.7 The Game.
Yeah, you're right. So my Backstreet Boys memory. Do you have a Backstreet Boys memory, Clint D? Are you a Backstreet Boys guy? Did you go through that phase at all?
I enjoyed some of their stuff.
All right, so I'm wondering.
The first couple albums I remember a lot of. Not and like after that, no.
Yeah. I'm wondering,
especially like when they've done the comebacks and then they come out of retirement. It's like, okay, it's like hearing New Kids on the Block come out with new music. It's weird.
Well, I can tell you. By the way, we confirmed the LSU hour, the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh goodness,
Keelan Williams is in, baby. Keelan Williams is in. Jeez. We're gonna have him on at 5:30.
So
boom.
What about Papa Horchak?
Boom. Papa Horchak's. We're gonna get him on just a little bit later. Right? Or maybe before. I'm going to talk to him. We're going to set it up, though. maybe between Johnny and Keelan, man. You know, I like to keep that arc.
That's easier said than done.
No, we're going to do it. I know you don't trust me. We're going to do it, dude. All right? We're going to run a nice, tight ship here, okay? Clint Ding, are you ready for that?
This is going to be a very interesting 5 o'clock hour, to say the least. Because, I mean, we still got to find a way to throw some shade in this
hour.
Well,
you throw some shade. Aren't you throwing some shade this hour?
No, in the 5 o'clock hour.
5 o'clock hour. We'll throw some shade.
We got the final word coming up in this hour. Inside baseball.
Correct.
Here.
And then the final word, what time are we hitting the final word, Clint Ding?
When we got about a minute left, I'll give you a heads up.
All right, cool. Let me know, man. So, my favorite Backstreet Boys memory, I went to go see them in 1999. It may have been 2000. Millennium. Yeah, it was 2000.
Maybe they weren't taking over for the 99 into 2000.
They were not. But Juvie definitely was. I had a weird childhood. You know, I was into Juvenile, into New Orleans rap, like legit.
Well, everybody was into it at that
point. I was getting in, I mean, dude, 9, 10 years old, getting suspended from bringing my explicit Juvenile, Lil Wayne, all my Cash Money Records albums with my Walkman, and I'm bumping around. You know, you understand? You know,
yeah, I think we all
quiet.
Know. I think we
tonight
all know.
Tonight is the night that we ride. Dirty camouflage. I'm gonna stay away, baby. But just know,
stay away.
Real deal, man. They don't make rap music like that anymore.
Oh,
but
no,
then,
they don't.
But then insert Backstreet Boys, and I went to the. So it's weird, you know. I was on my Cash Money grind, but then I was still going to Backstreet Boys shows when they were at the arena. So
now,
my dad
on.
Used to do catering jobs for a lot of that,
nice.
and Clint D. So we ended up getting some tickets. And I think my older brother may have lost it in Katrina. We had some autographed photos of all the Backstreet Boys from the back in the day. Howie was on Meet Your Neighbor today at noon. I don't know if you saw those pictures.
Who?
Howie.
He's Howie. Boy. I was like, who the hell is Howie?
Howie. Howie D. Howie D, baby. So,
like the one nobody remembers.
Come on, man. Well, you know, dude, those other guys are, look, they're all remembered, okay?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a fan, they're all remembered. But
I feel like Howie D's the one that's like, wasn't he the one that kind of, he's like, obviously.
He's the nice guy. But you know, didn't rock the boat much. I don't think he had a whole lot of solos. I just think
he was all about the culture.
Yeah, sure. You know, he's like the guy. He's the cultural guy. You know, so
he's the guy that was just like really. He didn't do.
He's in.
Exactly.
He's in. Like, harmonies, bro. Everybody plays an important role. Yeah. Clint, are you a musician?
No.
Come on, man. So you don't know. I'm a pretender, not a contender. For sure. By the way, we had a blast. I want to thank Keith Frank for having Gerald Grunig and Gentile Zydeco out in rain this past weekend. We had a great time playing. Keith Frank, the Zydeco boss, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate you.
That was last week.
Really, really, really admire Keith as a person and as a musician, man. So huge honor. Super humbled that he asked us to be a part of it. And yeah, man. So, Clint D, is it time now? Is it time for your part, man?
No, we got a little more time.
Oh, good, man. Good.
About another,
you got me on standby. You said a minute ago, right?
No. With a minute to go in the hour.
Okay. No, we got plenty of time, man.
We got plenty of time. About another 90 seconds or so.
You know, yeah, this weekend, dude, we played some Zydeco music in rain, baby. And then this morning, we had some Soul Creole and plate lunches at Laura's, too. So we had plate lunches and Louis Michaud, Grammy Award winner, and Corey Ledet, Grammy nominee, and Grammy Award winning plate lunches this morning, all on University. I'm like, where else in the world are, you know, these Grammy musicians playing music and then eating fried pork chop, rice and gravy with two sides, man? Nowhere. Only here in Acadiana. And do I have the best job in the world? The answer is yes. Yes, I do. And I'm lucky that I get to come and do this as well, man. So, Clint, you're making weird hand signals. What do you want me to do? There we go. Okay. Do you think, Clint D? 1037 The Game, 1037TheGame.com. I'm Gerald Grunick from KLFY News 10. Much more coming up from me on Bumper to Bumper Sports.
What's up, Acadiana? I'm Gabe Broussard from Strange Theories and Season 11 of The Voice. It's almost 5 o'clock. Now it's time for the final word of the hour, and it's presented to you by me and my family at the Village Station. We are your final stop to fill up your stomach and your tank when you're heading home on Maurice Avenue. Now, here's Ben. His voice is pretty nice, but I don't think he could ever make two chairs turn.
The final word of the 4 o'clock hour today is without a doubt hungry. And obviously, you'll fill yourself up at the Village Station, but Gerald Grody talking about plate lunches at Laura's, too, that's getting me quite hungry. Then again, you know, go ahead, Gerald.
I like Village Station. I'm all in as well, man. Look,
hey,
dude.
You're all in on just anything food-related,
right? When everybody's grinding to make a living, baby, I'm all in, baby. Go support local, baby, in all aspects, radio, TV, food. Restaurants, bars, do it. All right, go ahead, Clint.
Hour one in the books. Hour two coming up next right here on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Bumper to Bumper Sports, Gerald Grunig into his house.
We
interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one. We are number one.
1037 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crow Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 1037 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Bumper Sports with Ben Love. I'm Gerald Grunick filling in for Ben today. Honor and a pleasure. In case you don't know, you know your boys on KLFI News 10 Spots by 2, Monday through Friday. You did hear it here first, ladies and gentlemen, that I'll be doing Friday Night Football, 1st and 10. Man, oh man, super excited to be filling in for Ben today, and glad to be here on the 103.7 The Game and 103.7 The Game Ardco Equipment Hotline, which is open now. I say that because our next guest, Johnny Blanchard, baby, two New Orleans boys, another Rumble Raider in the mix today, man. If you didn't know Johnny, Papa Faust, we had to break that high school football news this morning. So we got a couple Raiders on deck. Johnny, obviously a former college baseball player for the LSU Tigers, and man, somebody, a really good friend of mine, super, super excited to have him here in Lafayette, as we have for the last couple of years, and things rolling for him at Rockin' Bowl downtown as well. Johnny, what's up, dude?
Man, Gerald, what an intro, man. I get to be mentioned with the Fousey all in the same sentence.
Two things you never thought would happen when you moved here.
Oh, man. Right. I'm now Acadiana royalty.
No, like, well, look, that's funny. We call him the king, so there you go, man.
So. I'm like, I'm a jester now. I'm in the court.
Dude. So now all we got to do is get you on the high school football show on a Friday night, man. Let's go.
Hey, I'm alive for some football.
Yeah, dude. Come on. How was the first weekend, man? You know what? I'm going to tell you. I'm looking forward to, and obviously I know we got a lot to talk about, man. College football from when your time at LSU. Was there always an interest in football for you?
Sure.
Obviously, you're a big baseball guy, but I know growing up in the city, you know, there's tons that goes into it. But seeing it now, because I'm having flashbacks of the early 90s. Who's the head coach at LSU when you were there?
Oh, DiNardo was still there.
Yeah, right.
When I was leaving.
Correct. So, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. Enjoying watching this LSU
difference.
Season
what
right now,
big...
man?
Yeah, I really am, and it's exciting to watch these guys. The speed is there. They just looked – I mean, heck, when's the last time you saw consecutive drives? You know,
oh,
just,
points.
Going in for points and the big ones, not just field goals.
I mean, yeah.
It was really kind of fun to see. I've been watching a lot of college football. You know, I've got a son. My son Blaze is playing a little football at Ascension as a freshman, and, you know, we got – football on in the house 24/7
the
right
itch.
Now. You know,
the itch, baby.
And it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to watch and fun to learn all these different schemes. I mean, I really love the offensive scheme, but I got to tell you, I mean, we look like LSU was fast on defense. The defensive backs, the linebackers, man, like running guys down, running backs down from behind. I mean, I just was happy to see it. I mean, they did what they had to do against that type of opponent. Good stuff.
Yeah, let's go, baby. All right, well, man, so my question for you, right, and I don't know if a lot of people around here know this story. You have a situation where Drew Brees is being hit up by TMZ. I think it was TMZ. Somebody, and, you know, that's, I think, part of the beauty of being in New Orleans. You know, if Drew were in L.A. with the Chargers still, or we're in a big market, you know, could he go anywhere without anybody following him if he was – because, you know, New Orleans, man, is a small market football, is a small market football team, small market sports market in general. So that pressure isn't necessarily, think about poor Eli Manning. I mean, come on, dude. Like, what a nice guy. But, dude, you know, when things aren't going well, we all know about it, right? And everybody in the city, it's rough and rumble, man. Here in New Orleans, you know, I'll never forget one guy, hey, Drew, man, where should people go eat when they're in New Orleans? Or what's your favorite meal? And Johnny, man. Jeez, people may not know it, man. You got some ties to that, man.
Right. Go to College Inn and Rock and Roll, man. Go to College Inn and have yourself a chicken fried steak po' boy. You know, he's a Texas guy, grows up with the chicken fried steak, and we just happened to do that little dish there, and you know, he fell in love with it. But you know, the guy eats duck, he loves duck. And we actually have a menu item that we made just for him because of the, you know, the mac and cheese thing, but we couldn't just do it that way. You know, we had to do crawfish mac and cheese with truffle oil and all that. But he's been great to us. I mean, he feeds his O-line there, you know, at least once a season. And he's just a first class guy. Everything you think that he is, that it's true. He's just first class. The image he puts forth is authentic. And you know, the city, you know, I think South Louisiana is a special place. If you're, if you're a celebrity in South Louisiana, especially a sports celebrity, one, we're going to love you, but we're going to also leave you alone and let you be a guy or let you be a gal, you know? And you know, the Mannings can come home and spend time in neighborhood restaurants.
Dude, I see them at Mardi Gras, I feel like every year, just hanging out.
Right. You know, Peyton and Eli can come home and do that. And Archie can, you know, walk in the door and just kind of, you just be a guy. You know, everybody knows who he is still, but, he's just a guy. And Drew, you know, Drew pretty much can do the same thing. You know, he's got a little higher profile. Somebody might ask for an autograph. But it's so darn good. And I think that's the beauty of South Louisiana. We're real people.
Well, and look, I think we're good to these athletes in general, right? Like, we're a pretty understanding fan base in the sense of, you know, I think, does it get tough? Yeah, but I mean, there's no, you know, Drew Brees riding a clown car on the front page of the paper. The media softball Sean Payton for sure, because you know Payton gets a little testy. I've always said I don't think Payton would last if he were in a true big market, because a lot of those media are relentless, man. But I think all of us in general are pretty polite, pretty cordial with them. And I think that makes a big difference. And I think that's why, you know, you got to give the city a shot and you got to give the state a shot. And I think what gets me excited, right, when times are good, everybody starts making their tours. Everybody starts kind of making their way around the Acadiana. You know, you see guys out in the country going bow fishing. You see guys, you know, eating out, bobbing around town. Dude, Johnny, that Super Bowl year, I mean, come on, dude. How insane was that?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And, you know, I think just to, you know, run right back to Drew again.
Yeah.
When Drew, the way he managed himself as an ambassador for our state and our city, it is, I think, going to pay dividends in the future. I think other athletes, because of what he has done with the Saints and the type of guys that have been around and the things he said, and I think there's probably some things he said behind the scenes that have helped, but I think we're going to see guys we got Zion now with the Pels. I think we're going to see guys saying, you know, New Orleans is actually a really great place to be. You can go to South Louisiana and you can be a regular guy. You're not going to get hammered by the press. I mean, you know, you got to think about it. These days, You pick up your Instagram or your whatever it is, right? And everything somebody has said about you, good or bad, is like right there constantly.
I don't know
how these guys, they must.
It's rough.
I swear they must just turn their phone off completely.
I mean, you would have to.
I don't know how you do it.
But look, I say that, Johnny, and we can go on. Man, we got to figure out a way to make this happen, by the way, because sheesh, man, 15 minutes just ain't enough time.
Is it 15 minutes?
No,
it
hasn't.
We didn't even have Fauci talking.
It hasn't.
We got him taken care of, man. We can fill in Ben Love and Fauci any day of the week.
He's got Fauci's back at the station already, man. But look, so Johnny, you know, it's so funny, this generation that's growing up now. And, man, I think it's crazy being removed from football for, what, this is my sixth? I graduated in 13. This is my seventh year not playing. That you're talking about a whole generation that, like, Instagram and smartphones, that's part of life, man. You know?
Right.
I don't think they even, you know, things can get tough. But I wonder if some of these guys are even tougher than most of these old, like, these rookies are tougher than these older players when it comes to the social media thing, because that's just a part of it. You know, I mean, you see it now with the son in high school, man, like the phone and maybe it. And I think it's right. And I'm pretty sure from what you and I have talked about, Blaze, I don't think that's a huge issue. But for a lot of the kids, man, like, you know, you're talking about 18, 19 big time college athletes, you know, 18, 19 years old. And then in the NFL, they're 21, 22. Like, dude, you're born in 96, 97. Dude, you're talking 2007. You're 10 years old. Come on, man. You know, they had cell phone. I mean, I had an iPhone. My first iPhone was like 08, 09. So it's like they weren't far removed, man. So they're used to it.
Yeah. They've gone their whole lives with it. And it's just it's a shame, but you know, now they've got I think they've got it tougher, and you know, I think they're actually tougher than we probably give them credit.
Absolutely.
I think they're all bigger, faster, stronger.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I know that there were a bunch of great athletes in every era, and I totally agree, you know, and I think that, you know, it's hard to compare era to era, but you know, there's no doubt that they have better information. They're better informed on how to handle their bodies.
The coaches are taking care of them
more. The videos that they can watch, and you can actually tune things up.
Look, Johnny, Jim Mora told me once, he said, training camp wasn't what it used to be. He said, training camp was good. All guys did was drink beer and eat bad all off season, man. We had to get them in shape. Now these guys are working out nonstop because the knowledge is everywhere.
Right, right.
Dude.
And so, you know, I think mentally they're probably stronger, and I think then we give them credit. And, you know, there's a guy out there, a former LSU baseball player named Dr. Brett McCabe. You know, if anybody gets a chance, Googling, but it's Brett, for those that keep up with, you know, the sports world, he's doing, you know, great work with trying to help these guys manage the, psychology behind, the game these days and all the things that's thrown at them. And, I'm sure that every pro team and any kind of, you know, big time athlete or college program, and they need that as part of their program because, you know, it's tough these days.
A lot of
stuff getting in your head.
No doubt. Hey, Johnny, real quick, man, how have things been, dude? Downtown Lafayette, baby, you ready for the fall or what, man? Let's go.
Oh, man, look, it's going to be a great fall.
New confirmed show today, right? New confirmed show today, by the way. Let's go.
Yes, indeed. By the way, for those that need to know, and it's everybody that needs to know, Gerald Grunick, baby. Gerald's going to be playing with his Gentile Zydeco. We're going that first set, the Saturday of you know, Festival of Cardi.
That's it.
Right,
baby.
There with Chubby Carrier, baby.
Let's go, man.
Gerald Grunick, get in there around 8 o'clock and
I'm ready.
And we'll get it going. Hopefully we'll be rolling by 8:30. It's gonna be a great night.
And then, dude, I know obviously if people haven't been, Johnny, I'll plug it up. I know we're up against it break wise. Dude, I'm gonna let everybody know about what's going on at Teeny Balls, one of my new favorite spots as well. Dude, thanks so much for coming on, bro. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
Like I said, love you too, brother. This has got to be a thing, man. We got to figure out how. We got to figure out when, but it's got to be a thing. Johnny Blanchard, the man, Rock and Roll Downtown Lafayette. Thank you so much, brother. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me on. Tell Ben Love when you see him that I appreciate it.
Of course, brother. Will do. Clint D, baby, turn up that music, man. We'll have much more coming up on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Quick game plan change for you, Clint D. We're going to call up Keelan Williams, keeping that Tiger half hour rolling in a few minutes right here on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
Let's get back to more of Ben Love and Bumper to Bumper Sports, where we practically wrote the rules of football on 103.7 The Game.
To hide. Yeah, you're right, little Peter Tosh. They're trying to find me, baby. Ain't got to look far. You can find me, baby, at the shop right. 237 Roof Studios, presented by Lafayette Roof and Clint D. Look, dude.
Strike that reverse.
Hey.
There we go.
Arco Equipment Hotline still open, baby. We're going to jump right into it, man. Look, let's get it. The one and only Keelan Williams, former Northside running back, great. Former LSU Tiger, great. Former NFL stud. Former Reds basketball, great. Haven't seen him in a while. I miss my dude. Keelan, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Man, you sound so good, bro. It's unbelievable, man.
And I miss you as well.
So, look, I text Keelan today. I'm like, man, Keelan, let's jump on, bro. I got an emergency session today. Let's get it, man. How can we do it? Keelan's like, hey, we got to be. What do you want to talk about, Keelan? Come on, man.
Oh, all right. What do we want to talk about? All right. First, I want to mention that your Nickel State, we're ranked in the top 10 right now.
Yeah,
mention that?
Yeah, no, it was a big deal for the Colonels. I think this year is going to be unique because what people don't ever realize, you know, it's great that you have a returning starting quarterback, but when you lose 4 out of 5 starting offensive linemen, things could get a little dicey, so I think they'll shake back. Obviously, things didn't go the way I wanted them to against Kansas State, but super excited for them. Correct. All right. What else, Keelan? Hey, man, let's talk. How about some prep football? The Acadiana Wrecking Rams? What'd you think, dude?
We can talk about that. They definitely look good. You know, a few things to clean up, but all in all, look good for the first, you know, I guess live action, you'll say, under the lights. But it's a big season for us, man. Big season. We were turning, I think, 8 starters on, 8 or a little bit more on offense right there. Got, you know, my son, the young king, Keontae, on the center, with 2 great studs behind him. So, we're looking forward to a state championship run, man. State championship or bust. That's the kind of season we're looking at.
Hey, Key, I didn't get to tell you, man. I had to get on Tay at Reds a couple weeks ago, man. Did he tell you?
No, my
man was lacing up his basketball shoes like, bro, what you doing? He's like, what?
You know, ready to go.
Still weirded out that people call me Mister. He's like, what, Mister Gerald? I'm like, dude. First of all, man, I said, aren't you the starting quarterback? He's like, yeah. I said, man. So I said, are you a captain? He said, yeah, I'm one of our leaders. I said, what you doing playing? Why are you even in this gym right now, man? Like I get putting up jump shots, but he just wanted to compete. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Exactly. I'm like, yeah, okay. See, good. All right. Well, I had this. You know, bro. What you gonna do? You gonna tell Miles when you're at LSU? Hey, coach. Hey, I know we open up the season week 1, but I rolled my ankle hooping at Brown Park. Come on, man.
Correct. You better save that for the spring, man. It's over with.
Yeah,
it's
but it didn't take him long to put. He was like, "Damn, you know what? You're right." So it all worked out, man.
Good point.
Oh, no doubt. I just had when we started talking about the Wrecking Rams. People don't know I possibly may have saved the season. So just wanted to throw that
exactly.
Out.
That's it. So you definitely had a hand in it, and your efforts will not go unnoticed.
Yeah, man. So, dude, Keelan, what you been doing to stay busy, man? Come on, man.
Man, I am at Revive Performance Training here in Youngsville, Louisiana, just working with our youth, developing our talent, and also the general population. So for anyone out there, as far as any youth boy, girl, whatever the case is, whatever level, whether it's, middle school, high school, or collegiate, come out. If you want to get better, if you want to improve your overall athleticism and take your game to the next level, come by and check us out. It's located in Youngsville, Louisiana. So that's what I've been doing.
A conversation you and I have had so many times, Keelan, was that lack of preparation.
Correct.
For prep athletes, college athletes here in Acadiana, man. Like, we were I was just talking with Johnny Blanchard about the work all athletes are doing across the country year round to prepare for their seasons. But I moved to Lafayette and I'm like, dude, what? Like, where are these high school kids working out other than school? Because there more needs to be done. Not saying school programs aren't good. Don't get me wrong, but position specific stuff. I mean, just to have options to continue to get better, man. I could not believe, and you and I have had this conversation a bunch. I know that, like, man, where are the options? Where can you go? So that's cool. Exactly. I'm glad you're finally making that a reality, baby. Let's go.
For sure, man. Yeah. Developing our talent, because you know that. I mean, just natural ability. We have it based off of that. We have the size. We have the speed, But as far as fine-tuning that, you know what I mean, that takes a different level. And we see that with guys in the gym, you know, right now. You can tell guys that are raw and guys that are skilled. You know, guys that actually put the time and the effort in, you know, like you, like mama, like myself, and that's why we dominate out there. But, no, I'm just, I kid. Speaking of which,
I've been on the, I know it's been a while since we hooped. I didn't play basketball a single time last week because I was playing that wiffle tennis I've been playing, man.
So you're hooked right now.
Dude, I got the itch, bro. You know that feeling, man. You know that feeling.
I know,
man.
I was about to say, and I feel like you always venture. I mean, yeah. I think either dabble. That, I think you did the soccer thing for a
skateboard.
While.
Skateboard.
You know, you were on your board again. You were on your board again. So
I got a Zydeco band. I got a Zydeco band now.
Yeah, you're a busy guy, but you have to do something with all that athleticism. You know what I mean? You got to let it out some kind of way.
Keelan said cultured, baby.
Culture. That's it. It's culture, man. I love it.
So what do you think?
Definitely, before we go, we got to talk about my Tigers.
Yeah, I was about to say, man. Tell you the first, that's what I was getting to, man. First weekend, how nice was it to see the scoreboard light up against a team? It should happen, man, you know?
It feels good, but then obviously, you know, you have to continue to and put up that type of performance, but they're really capable of it, honestly. I said this last year, I believe in Joe. He's definitely the straw that stirs the drink. He's you know, a little more comfortable with the SEC. He knows what to expect, a little more comfortable with the system. He's in a system that plays well to his type of style.
Correct.
The receivers, if the coordinators do what we're supposed to do, the receivers make the plays that they're supposed to make, I think will be great. Obviously, our running game, we're used to having a stud back there, but if Joe can play the way that he's capable of playing and the receivers can play, they're going to open up lanes for the running back. So it's, I think everyone's really excited. Now, I don't want to go out there and, you know, we don't have the same performance and, you know, people are saying something, you know, opposite, but I think it's going to take time. Each game is going to present its own different challenges and we're going to have to adjust. But from from that receiver core that you see out there, and then I think what Terrence Marshall, he's a freshman if I'm not mistaken, or a sophomore.
Goon.
Yes. So you know, with that and that three touchdown performance, that takes a lot of pressure off of Jefferson, takes a lot of pressure off of you know, Sullivan and the other guys. So I'm excited. And that defense looks pretty good too.
Ooh,
I'm excited.
Boy, really. Look, man, Aranda's always got them rolling. But now my question for you, what do you think about have you been to Austin? Are you any chance you're making that trip to Austin, man?
No.
That's a fun town, boy.
I'm definitely not making the trip, but I do love Austin. I could imagine how crazy it's going to be out there this weekend.
It's a fun town, man.
And then, crazy as well when Texas comes here next year.
Right.
I think that's just a good rivalry right there. I think they should keep that up.
Oh,
something that's
going to
be well for both programs.
And I want Bay. You know, Bay wants a piece of UT, baby, because the man that took the job in Texas, bro, you know, hey. Because remember, that was one of the first draws for LSU, man, because Ed Orgeron was not always the guy, you know, and that's been such a pleasure to see, right? Haven't you enjoyed seeing Bay thrive?
I definitely do. Like I said, I think he approaches it. He has that chip on his shoulder, but I think he's the right guy for the job. I've always been a fan of Coach O, and I don't feel like his job should be under question anymore. They just need to get the right pieces around him and support him. And let's go get us another national championship.
Let's go get the Dubs, baby. Speaking of Dubs, Keelan, Floyd Prescott, Pastor Floyd Prescott's talking smack, sending us text messages right now. He says he wants us. We need to show up at the gym and put it on him, baby. So we coming.
Tell him we just need consistency.
Oh, he's listening. He's listening. He ain't got to. You tell him.
He is locked in. You are tuned in right now. Listen, we just need consistency from you. We just need you to be there. You know, when you say you'll be there on time,
and
ready to ball.
Exactly.
Then,
show up, warm up, and let's get it. Keelan, you're the man, baby. Appreciate you, man. Have fun this weekend. I'll see you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Of course, man. Of course. Super excited to cover some Acadiana High Wrecking Ram games, man. Look, Tay, Keelan's son's playing quarterback, man. Excited to get over there and see what happens, man. Look, the music's on. You know what that means. Time for a break. Just wanted to let you guys know, Ben Love will be back on Monday. He's got the week off this week, and, you know, we'll keep rolling here on Bumper to Bumper Sports. And this is 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
Whether he's sinking or swimming, Ben Love is just the guy to lead you in the right direction as you make your way back home from work. Now, back to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Crank it, Clint D. A little bit. Yeah, let's get it. Welcome to the 5:30 half hour, baby. Got another 30 minutes left with me, Gerald Grunick, filling in for Ben Love. Ben will return on Monday. Guys, let me tell you, man, this next guest, I know we've got it locked and loaded, a star-studded lineup. We kicked off the show with the one and only Papa George Faust. Had to let everybody know that Gerald Grunick and George Faust will be back together again for First and Ten. And the guy who is the reason I am here in Acadiana is our next guest. He's the lead anchor at KNOE in Monroe, Louisiana, but you know him, you love him, the one and only Jeff Horchek. Hollywood Horchek, how the heck are you, man? You doing all right?
Doing good, man. Just came off a three-day weekend, so I'm ready to rock and roll today. How about you?
Good, man. Good, man. They got you digging ditches in Monroe, or you're all right?
Oh, yeah. Digging ditches, building homes, whatever we got to do, you know, pulling people out of swamps, whatever we got to do to keep the people going, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, I know you had the love. How was the first weekend of college football in the new apartment, man?
It was nice. It was
the
nice
condo. Excuse me. Not apartment. The condo on the condo. The condo
nice
on the
apartment.
River, baby.
The gondola that I live in on the Ouachita.
The water view condo, baby. Big time, man. How is it, man? Everything's good?
Yeah, man. You know, just adjusting. Like anytime you relocate, there's an adjustment period. But I'm adjusting. It's getting a little easier every day.
Jeff, there's one thing we know is that you can adapt, baby. That's the name of the game, right? You got to sling it and you got to adapt.
Like the Matrix, you know. Just got to do what you got to do, baby.
You got to sling it. Hit it high and what, Jeff? Come on, man.
Hit it high and let it fly.
That's it, baby. Come on, man. I love it. Jeff, there's one thing I'm going to do today. I'm going to take care of you. You know why? Because you got to take care of the talent.
I appreciate it, man. Got to take care of the talent.
And
something some people understand that, some don't.
And Jeff, if there's one thing I know.
You snooze, you lose.
Of all of our guests today, George Faust, Johnny Blanchard, Keelan Williams, you are definitely the talent here today, sir. So I'm going to take
that's
care of
talent.
You.
That's some talent.
That's some heavy hitters, man.
That's quite a crew there.
That's the opening act, baby. So first weekend of college football, what'd you like? How'd the Mountaineers do, man?
They beat James Madison, but it's going to be a down year for them. They have new coach, a lot of young guys, but they got to win, so we'll take it. If they win 6 or 7 games this year, I'll be happy. I expect it to be a down year.
Nice. All right. So what else? What did you like? Did you love Mr. Roll Tide playing for the Boomer Sooners? How about that performance, man? Sheesh.
Yeah. And then Alabama looked good. LSU looked good. Of course, you got to look who they're playing, but they
right.
still look really good.
Yeah, you got to look good against those, right?
Yeah, they looked impressive.
Did you get to watch any of the Cajuns this weekend?
I did not. I saw a few highlights off of the ESPN.
They're in the national conversation, man. Game day Saturday morning. They talked a lot about the Cajuns in Mississippi State, especially Billy Ball, man.
You get a little respect. Even when you lose, you get a little more respect.
Well, I didn't know that coach and staff, Billy Napier, came so highly regarded, man.
Yeah. Well, expectations are high there. I understand that, too. Also, that comes with high expectations, so they expect results, and that's something that, you know, adds a little pressure. But you want that. You want standards to be high if you want to have a winning program.
It's a results business, right?
Exactly. You gotta win, baby. Just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
Davis.
Speaking of just winning, let's talk a little bit about Jeffrey. The New Orleans Saints season, I know obviously we've been talking about the moves they've made at the linebacker position, the tight end position, Drew Brees' favorite sandwich down in New Orleans, you know, because we had Johnny on talking about Rock and Bowl and then everything, you know, just talking all sports all day today. Man, excited for the Saints to kick off, what, Monday night, right, baby? Let's go.
Yeah, I am. I think, you know, it's just another one. I mean, the last 2 years they've been really good, and they've been on the verge and had some wild finishes of the seasons. And now this year, the clock is ticking, so it's just a matter of taking care of business. You can't leave the game in the hands of another team or the officials. We know that over the past 2 seasons. So it'll be interesting. You know, the NFL is always an interesting story every year. I mean, I don't buy into all the preseason hype and the matchups and all the predictions. I don't buy into all that. Let's just see them play. You got to get some breaks along the way. You got to stay healthy, and your key guys have to deliver, and you have to have a few diamonds in the rough delivered too. So we'll see. Hopefully, they'll make another run and get back to the big game and have a chance to play for another Lombardi before number 9 sails into the sunset.
Let's party with the Lombardi, New Orleans. As Zion says, let's dance, baby. Let's dance.
Let's dance. I like it.
I like it. Hey,
make it rain, baby.
Hey, Jeffrey. My question for you. Can you believe they're putting Faust and me back on TV, dude? Come on.
Yeah, I've heard. I said, oh, man, it's going to be wild on Friday nights. 15 minutes of nonstop action.
I got somebody chomping at the bit. They want to talk to you. Clint D, man. Nothing for Jeff Horchek? Huh? Come on, man.
Clint,
let's go.
How you doing, Clint?
Huh?
I'm doing good, man. Same here, brother. How's things out in Fun Row?
Things are going good, you know. Like I said, I've only been here about 3 months now, so I'm adjusting. You know, it's getting a little easier every day, figuring out how they do things up here.
Nobody's bullying you anymore. I remember you calling me. You were crying. People were picking on you. Nobody's picking on you anymore.
No, I'm still employed. As of today, I'm still employed, so that's a good thing.
Good, man. Good. Clint D, hard-hitting ULM questions for Jeff? Any Warhawk? Man, you went to the fall scrimmage, right, Clint? Go follow that up, Clint. I'm sorry.
The season opener? Man, I mean, all I know about it was apparently there was spitting and there was punching that happened at the ULM Grambling game. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, one of the players apparently spit on a guy, and then he punched another guy, and there was video of it. The player that got spit on found the video, and then he put it on Twitter, and it blew up, and then this kid suspended for the next game against Florida State. So that's one of our stories today. But he already had been arrested for domestic abuse and then damaging property back in February, so he's got a little bit of a rap sheet. So we'll see, but he's suspended for the next game. College football, Gerald knows it well.
I'd say, did they do anything like that back in the gap at Nichols?
Oh, man. Well, I got some stories. Nothing was charged filed, and nothing ever happened, so I'm going to keep those in the safe. And not for the great people of Acadiana, and I know Jeff's got a huge following in Monroe with people live streaming this. So what are you laughing at, Jeff?
We can only hope, Gerald.
Speaking of, that's a pay-to-perform business, baby. KNOE still dominating or what, man? Let's go.
Yeah, as far as I know, you know, we're still dominating. I said, I'm not coming here unless we dominate. That's the whole goal, right?
Hey, what's the goals for 2019? Dominate, baby. Dominate. Let's go. Every year, man. So, dude, prep football in North Louisiana, that's big time. You're going to go check out some West Monroe, some Neville, some Evangel. Huh? That's all.
Yeah.
You're going to go check any of that stuff out when you can?
I hope to. Yeah, that's the plan. We'll see if we work in the schedule, but I'd like to check out some of these programs because there's some good ones up here. Like you said, West Monroe, Neville, and, you know, Ravel's always pretty good. And then, of course, actually, Sterlington's really good too. They made it to the Dome last year. They're a little community right outside of Monroe, and they've had a good run here. So yeah, there's some really good high school football programs.
I used to love when I was working in Alexandria. You can attest to it. I used to love going out to the Mannies of the world. You know, where it's like, oh baby, it's Friday nights. The town literally is all at the stadium, and that's going to be the case for you guys up there, I'm sure, right?
It is. Gerald, I hate to cut you off, but I got to go, man. I got to get ready for the 6 o'clock. But, yeah, the high school football is phenomenal up here, and it's big on Friday nights. They got the Blitz. That's the show that Aaron Dietrich puts on. And
I want to let everybody know, as we let Jeff Horchek go, this is the first time Jeff has ever ended a conversation with me.
Because
you and I normally go for a long
job. I know.
I know, Jeff, we love you. Acadiana misses you, and we'll see you soon.
I miss everybody as well. Thanks for having me on, Gerald. Have a good night, my friend.
Of
and
course.
Clint D.
Stay in touch.
You bet. Bye-bye.
So, Clint, check this out, dude. Jeff Horchek, one of my best friends, right? He's got his work hat on right now. He's being a little goofy.
Well, what else is doing?
Dude, Clint.
Yeah.
One of the last times I saw him in Lafayette, I just saw him. He was just here in town. We went and had breakfast.
Yeah.
I talked to him pretty regularly. Like, you know, nothing has changed. So, besides us working Passepartout 2 together, my man, when he's moving to Monroe after his party or whatever, he's like, all right, Gerald, thanks so much for everything, man. Stay in touch. Like, what? Like, stay in touch? What are you talking about? You're acting like this is it, man. This ain't it, baby. We've only just begun. All right. So, Jeff Horchek, thanks so much. That wraps up our guests for the day. We hit it hard, baby, all afternoon long. And, of course, we have a segment coming up after the next break. What's that? Can we tease that right now?
We can definitely tease a little bit when it comes to the throwing shade. I think everybody knows what's good when it comes to that. We already know what's going to be going down in that segment. So, I think we'll be throwing some shade in the next segment. So, keep it locked.
Okay. I like that. I like that, man. So, I know, obviously, I would like to get up to North Louisiana for a weekend when the weather gets nice. I want to go check that out. I want to go visit Horchek, see how he's doing. You know, we've been rocking and rolling here in Lafayette. Obviously, high school football season. Clint D, dude, we've been talking about first and 10. We've been talking about Monroe. What y'all got planned prep football-wise, man? Y'all just had a big meeting, tons to get to. Dude, excited for the football season?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for that high school football season, man. And trust me, we got so much to get to when it comes to that, of course. We got five different games on our Delta Media stations.
That's awesome.
Count them, five. Starting things off, obviously, right here on the flagship, on the mothership. We got you.
The mothership.
STM Cougars football right here on 103.7. The game, Z105.9, has you covered for the Cannonsburg Golden Bears. Romania Parish Game of the Week. It stays on 106.3 Radio Lafayette, and this one's going to be a lot of fun this year with Vermilion Parish. What's going to be going down with all those programs? Like, you got Abbeville, you got ERAT, you got Kaplan, Northern.
Oh, you said it the way you're supposed to, too, baby. Not ERAT.
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 And then I'm the Vermilion Catholic. Those games, those will be some of the teams highlighted this year on the Vermilion Parish Game of the Week. And that's going to be the first one we air this coming Thursday. And then we also got the Southside Sharks Game of the Week on Mustang 107.1. And we close it out with Lafayette High and Mighty Lions on 97.7. The Rewind. But if you want to hear Barb, you're out in Lake Charles, listen to us. Don't worry. 104.1 FM has got you covered for the Barb Buccaneers. So trust me, we got you covered almost every which way but loose here on 103.7 The Game.
Oh, I like it, man. I like it. Oh, the music is on, baby. Shucks. Much more coming up here in just a few minutes on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. I'm Kayla Fine, News 10's Gerald Grunig, filling in for Ben Love, who will return on Monday. This is 103.7 The Game.
You're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Love. Missed an interview?
No!
Acadiana Sports Station has got you covered.
Explain how.
Just head over to 1037thegame.com and check out the on-demand section.
Woohoo!
Now back to Ben Love and Bumper to Bumper Sports on 1037 The Game.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't.
Acadiana, what is going on? Thanks so much for staying locked into 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. I'm Gerald Grunig, filling in for the one and only Ben Love, Bumper to Bumper Sports on a Tuesday afternoon. We hope you enjoyed your Labor Day. Got about a few minutes left on the show. The Artco Equipment Hotline is open at 337-706-0111. That's 337-706-0111. If you guys want to get some more food, some music, some conversation in, you know, what I did want to do, and I completely forgot about it, we were talking a little bit earlier. Oh man, I heard the boisterous in the background. Clint D, is RP3's in the building? I just wanted to let Acadiana know.
I think he just walked in. It was very jarring.
RP3, one of the hardest working men in sports radio, man. He's in the studio clapping it up for us, baby. Don't forget RP3, baby. Don't forget to start your morning with that, by the way. So, of course, RP3 kicks off the programming here each and every morning here at 103.7 The Game. And don't forget, at 103.7 The Game, you can enter to win a $150 gift card to Mr. Lester's Steakhouse located inside Cypress Bayou. Enter to win in the Clubhouse Rewards Club. Enter to win a $25 gift certificate to Mabel's Kitchen located inside Cypress Bayou. You can also enter to win inside the Clubhouse Rewards Club at 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. So, just wanted to let you guys, have been wanting to read that because I still have yet to. Have you been to Mr. Lester's yet, Clint D?
I have not.
You know, with me, it comes to talking food, music, whatever it is. And, you know, we've talked a whole lot.
Yeah.
We got some music conversation in, right? We let people in Acadiana know. Your boy's going to be playing a gig with Chubby Carrier. Going to be opening up for him on October 12th at Rockin' Bowl. It's going to be a fun one. Festival Acadiana weekend. We're playing Plate Luncher Palooza next weekend at Sugar Mill Pond. It's going to be awesome. Plate Lunches galore. Them and Soul Creole. Gentilly's Zydeco. Let's go. And then we're also playing Clint D. Man, we got another gig. Blackpot Festival, October 26th, man.
Jeez, this group.
Are you seeing this come to life? Is that not crazy?
It's amazing. It's amazing to see what's going on with Gerald Grunig right now. With
and Gentilly Zydeco, baby.
Now, when do we get the Gentilly Zydeco album?
It'll be a while.
Chat me up on that.
It'll be a while. But we did we throw shade? Did we remember to throw shade?
We can in this segment, brother. Yeah. I mean, that's what this is.
Come on,
is.
That's look what it's for. Let's get it.
Looking at the Gucci, it's about that time to kind of throw some shade here. And of course, we do that.
Looking at the Gucci, it's about that
thanks
time.
Thanks to our good people at Patio Center. You can check them out at patiocenter.com.
It's time for Throwing Shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. Nobody throws shade outside your home or business like Patio Center. Visit the website at patiocenter.com.
Oh, and LSU kind of makes it a little bit too easy, a little bit of a response to the quote-unquote top 10 matchup. As Caleb Von Chasson put it, they really strongly believe they have a chance. I don't. Caleb Von Chasson off the top rope. LSU Tiger linebacker looked really good in his first play in quite some time, but he definitely wanted to throw in a little shade. LSU linebacker dismissing those Texas Longhorns before the game even started. The full video is up on Twitter right now. You can check that bad boy out. He is just straight up dismissing Texas. I think you could definitely say there's also a debate about Texas throwing a little shade towards LSU with their DBU t-shirts they had prior to the game against La Tech this past Saturday. And that's enough throwing shade, at least for right now.
We're done throwing shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. For now, you want your life made in the shade? Visit PatioCenter.com and explore ways to improve life outside your home or business.
You hit the nail on the head, Clint. You absolutely hit the nail on the head when it comes to the shade being thrown between Texas and LSU. And look,
oh, it's
dude,
all over the place.
Keelan hit the nail also.
Okay.
Keelan wants this to be a regular matchup, man. I mean, it could easily become one of the best non-conference rivalries. Let's play it every year. I know that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And it would be awesome. And I know, obviously, money and situations and relationships all come into play.
Yep.
But why not make it happen all the time, man, if two teams don't like each other, you know?
I think you need to start having the Texas A&M game. That should be your yearly thing.
Some head coach tension, right?
Oh, definitely.
There's some head cut. Whether or not it's spoken about, you know, Bebe, you can't tell me that's not a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more along the lines of, you know, and this is something that Tom Herman actually talked about on Monday, was the fact that, you know, the way things are set up, and it's just the fact that they want to schedule the best teams possible.
You have to. If you want to be in the mix to win a national championship, you have to, especially in the Big 12.
Exactly.
Right? Not everybody gets a crack at Bama. You know, that's a blessing and a curse, man. People don't realize, like, man, got to play Alabama in November. But it's like, dude, if you beat Bama once and win out, you're probably going to play for the national championship.
Exactly.
No matter which game you win. Because you can go undefeated and lose to Bama in the SEC championship and make it in the top four. You can beat LSU and win out, lose to Bama, but not lose another game and still probably be in the top four. It's true. If Bama would have to win the SEC championship, but you can still be in the mix, is what I'm saying.
Exactly. You can still be in the mix, but it's not necessarily
a one-loss LSU team.
Yeah.
Right? A one-loss LSU team to Bama. If Bama wins and rolls like they always do, are they going to beat out an undefeated Oklahoma team?
I think an undefeated Oklahoma team gets in. I think an undefeated Oklahoma team gets in.
Right, but what if Oklahoma's on the bubble with Clemson?
I think they get in that fourth spot.
Notre Dame, Clemson, Bama, LSU. LSU's got one loss. LSU's getting in the top four.
I think so. I think you knock Notre Dame out.
That's what I'm saying.
Notre Dame just doesn't schedules a lot of relative cupcakes.
Last night
they played Louisville.
Speaking of cupcakes, I think I'm going to go get some. The music's on, baby. Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love. I had a blast filling in. Big shout out to RP3 for hitting me up. Big shout out to all of our guests, Papa George Faust, 1st and 10. We get rolling Friday. Clint D, obviously, they'll be wrapping things up Friday Night Football, Friday night. Johnny Blanchard, Keelan Williams, Jeff Horchek. I'm Gerald Grunick. Don't forget to say your prayers. Watch PosBot 2. This is 103.7 The Game, 103.7TheGame.com.